Hey, everybody. Let's go, Brandon. Where did it come from? I know we've covered this a little bit before, but it's important to all of a sudden cover how the left is reacting to the Let's Go, Brandon movement and a Virginia governor's race update, everybody. It is coming really quick. You can email me directly, freedom@charliekirk.com. That's freedom@charliekirk.com. Are you guys just wanting more in life? Are you saying, you know, just the same sort of TV shows and things I'm watching aren't doing it for me? Well, then take a leap of faith. Get on an airplane or get in a car if you live in the American Southwest in California and drive to Phoenix, Arizona for America Fest. tpusa.com/AMFEST. I get it. This year's been long. It's been hard. It's something that a lot of people just complain about. You're like, oh, Charlie, I could watch America Fest online. Yeah. Or you can get your act together and you can present yourself for the world, do something tough, and you'll meet people. People say, Charlie, how do I meet a husband or a wife? How about you leave the house? All right. tpusa.com/AMFEST. Now, I'm not saying that this is going to be like a dating palooza thing, but it won't hurt your chances. I could tell you that much. You go to this event, you know, you look good, and then all of a sudden you celebrate the country, you celebrate what matters. That's what it's all about, everybody, and you break out of your shell. tpusa.com/AMFEST, tpusa.com/AMFEST. Tucker Carlson, Kayleigh McEnany, Ted Cruz, Jesse Waters, Candace Owens, Jim Jordan, Donald Trump Jr., Madison Cawthorn, Kimberly Guilfoyle, Jack Posobiec, Benny Johnson, and more in Phoenix, Arizona with musical performances from Brantley Gilbert, Russell Dickerson, Adam Doliak, Ray Lynn, Lee Greenwood, and DJ Silver. tpusa.com/AMFEST. That's in Phoenix, Arizona. It's going to be wild. It's going to be big. It's going to be awesome. tpusa.com/AMFEST/AmFest. tpusa.com/AmFest. Check it out right now, everybody. It's going to be incredible. Buy your tickets. And again, a lot of people say, Charlie, how do I meet a significant other? How do I have, you got to leave the house. You got to take some risks. And I know a lot of people spend money on a lot of different sorts of things. I mean, my goodness, new lawnmowers and grills you'll use once and trips to places that you don't even like. Look, it's worth it. You guys are going to meet new people. You'll be treated like rock stars and you'll celebrate the country. And if you love the Lord, we're going to have some worship too as well. For those of you that matters a lot to you, check it out. tpusa.com/AMFEST. I'm telling you, everybody, it's time to break out of your shell and come to Phoenix, Arizona. Get your tickets today. I want to thank those of you that are supporting our show. I want to thank Pavel from Avondale, Arizona. Thank you. charliekirk.com/support. Alan from Parker, Colorado. Thank you. Marine from Virginia Beach, Virginia. Thank you. Veronica from Laredo, Texas. Thank you. Josiah from California. Thank you. Amanda from Washington. Thank you. Gary from San Clemente. Thank you. David from Beaverton, Oregon. Thank you. I know where that is. Kathy from Palm Desert, California. Thank you. Claire from McGregor, Texas. Thank you. Molly from Alabama. Thank you. Priscilla from Marietta, California. Thank you. And Mark from Tennessee. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We have the best listeners in the country. Please consider supporting us at charliekirk.com/support. At charliekirk.com/support, you can get behind the work we are doing to support us, to get behind us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We deeply appreciate it. Please consider doing it. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And I want you guys right now, take a leap of faith, tpusa.com/AMFEST. Tickets are running low, and I know it will change your life. So check it out. Let's go, Brandon. I don't have to say much more. Buckle up. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Hey, everybody. This episode is brought to you by my friends at ExpressVPN. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Secure your device, anonymize your online activity, protect your action online. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Help our show out by also helping yourself protect yourself. ExpressVPN.com/Charlie. Let's go, Brandon. So it's amazing how some people are coming up to me and they say, Charlie, I don't know what, you know, Let's Go, Brandon is. I said, really? After all this, you still don't know? Okay. So for the last couple months, if you haven't noticed, our country has fallen apart. And we've been covering that rather extensively here on this program and what you can do about it. And so in addition to the, all of a sudden the sport, where was the first time this started? At like a like an Ole Miss game or something? I think that's where the first FJB started. And so people were pretty upset. I think, you know what this started? It started after the Afghanistan thing. After the Afghanistan thing, it was a step too far. You give $85 billion of weapons to the Taliban. You allow them to take over the country. We give up Bagram Air Base. All these questions related to Afghanistan and how we got out of there. All of a sudden people said, you know what? I wanted the war in Afghanistan to be over. This is a disgrace. This is awful. This is an insult to all the people that gave their lives in Afghanistan. And that was kind of the line. And as that being the line, people then started to chant at these games. I'm not going to say it on air because we're FCC regulated and we're also a child-friendly, a family-friendly program. FJB or F Joe Biden. Now, I'm not one for swearing. I actually try not to do it. We have like a no swearing rule on our team. We don't like it. And that's a different conversation for a different time. But I thought that sort of word selection and diction was actually appropriate given what Joe Biden was doing to our country. And so then a certain NASCAR event happened in Florida. What was his last name? Brandon what? So it was a NASCAR driver by the name of Brandon. And he was, I think it was in Florida or something, or somewhere in the South. And so he won. And when he went to his victory speech, the reporter comes up to him and the crowd is going wild. And the crowd is chanting F Joe Biden, F Joe Biden, live on television. And so then the guy Brandon is kind of like enjoying it, whatever. And the reporter says, oh, they're all saying, let's go Brandon, even though it wasn't even close to what they were saying. And so then it kind of became this internet meme culture joke. And this is the power of internet meme culture, where everyone would, texting around, let's go Brandon, as kind of a substitute to this. Let's go Brandon, let's go Brandon. Now, this was ignored by the activist media. This was completely and totally ignored by everyone. They thought this would kind of go away. But no, all of a sudden, we now have a PG way, a totally okay way to say the graphic and the explicit in a way where it's kind of like code, where everyone knows what we're saying, which is, let's go Brandon, he's a wonderful NASCAR driver, or other things. And so this thing has spread, and we obviously have shirts at Turning Point where we are cheering for Brandon. Non-sarcastically, has nothing to do with Joe Biden. It is, let's go Brandon. It's that simple. Now, everyone can read into it any way they want. Now, what's so interesting about the let's go Brandon thing is that it is the same way that the Black Lives Matter sign said more than it actually said. It said a lot more than that. It was anti-white, pro-critical race theory, diversity, equity, inclusion, racial division, all these sorts of different things, right? And so because of that, we have this moment that we are in where let's go Brandon and the chanting around it is now the most overwhelming three words, I think, that are said in America right now. And what's interesting, though, is that most people on the left, they didn't take this seriously until this last weekend. Everybody, this is when the left decided to get pious. Now, this, I laugh at this. And of course, no one points this out, but we will, because this is what we do on this program, is that everyone is so deeply offended by the Let's Go Brandon chant. They're perfectly okay, though, with drag queen story hour. That's fine. They're perfectly okay with giving birth control to 11-year-olds. Perfectly okay with teaching the most pornographic sexual education course to 7-year-olds. Perfectly okay with drag queens going back and forth, you know, at some Vermont high school. But you know what's really offensive? No, what's not offensive is the incredibly violent video games that these 8-year-olds are playing. No, that's not offensive. You know what's offensive? Not the fact that, you know, you can't turn on HBO or Netflix without some sort of graphic content that's being shown. No. What's graphic is that someone saying, let's go Brandon. And so the left is getting very offended. They say, no, this is, we are the pious movement. We don't ever say anything that's wrong. Meanwhile, remember when Robert De Niro showed up at the meetings? He said, F Donald Trump. They sold shirts that said F Donald Trump. How about Kathy Griffin with the head of Donald Trump graphically in her hand? How about Snoop Dogg shooting Donald Trump in one of his music videos? How about the Donald Trump Julius Caesar play that actually happened in New York City, where they stabbed Donald Trump to death? I can continue, by the way. That's just a small taste of the graphic, the vulgar. And we're just saying, let's go, Brandon. Well, a Southwest Airlines pilot probably planning to get fired because of the vaccine mandate, but I don't know. Did they pull it? That's an interesting thing. He said this on one of his flights this weekend. Let's play cut 13. Southwest pilot tells pilot passengers, let's go, Brandon.
About 7 or 8 miles an hour. Good visibility, mostly clear skies, 77 degrees. Thanks for coming out flying with Southwest Airlines. Welcome aboard. And remember, let's go, Brandon.
And now it has opened up a national scandal, everybody, the likes of which that make Russiagate and that make the children in cages seem like nothing. You type in Let's Go Brandon to Google News, it is everywhere. AP News, how Let's Go Brandon became code for insulting Joe Biden. Washington Post, Let's Go Brandon is Republicans' vulgar governing agenda by Dana Milbank. Oh yeah, but drag queen story hour, perfectly cool. All right. The fact that six-year-olds get exposed to dudes that are in dresses. 22 hours ago, Trump campaign joins the Let's Go Brandon trend. NPR, National Public Radio. Here's what Let's Go Brandon actually means and how it made its way to Congress. Fox 8, Let's Go Brandon. Here's where the viral meme comes from. 3 days ago, how the anti-Biden song Let's Go Brandon became a shadow smash. And I can continue. The left is perplexed that there would be a grassroots, non-centralized, non-CNN, non-AT&T. And by the way, this is what's so amazing about this is Black Lives Matter was totally corporate. It was top-down, centralized. Every corporation was behind it. This is totally, let's just say, non-coordinated. There's no central command center for Let's Go Brandon. There's no multi-million dollar spending campaign. There's no pledges from PepsiCo or from Coca-Cola, Goldman Sachs, saying we're going to pledge $30 billion to get rid of Let's Go Brandon equity in our country. No, this is just kind of bottom up. Where the Black Lives Matter thing, BLM Incorporated, was totally manufactured. It was absolute top down. And yet the Let's Go Brandon thing is happening. Why? Because people are feeling the reality of Joe Biden's regime. Gas prices, open borders, inflation, being fired because of vaccine mandates and more. And what I just find so interesting is how the left is trying to take the moral high ground on this one. The left that was incredibly excited to have Kathy Griffin hold a decapitated head in her hand of Donald Trump, and yet saying "Let's go, Brandon," which there is no swear word, they're just freaking out. In fact, did you know a CNN contributor or team member compared that to praising ISIS? Tristan Smell on Twitter said, Let's Go Brandon has become the MAGA version of Sieg Heil. CNN contributor says, as an experiment, or is this Asha Rangappa? As an experiment, I'd love for Southwest Air pilot to say, long live ISIS before takeoff. No, actually, you guys would be way more okay with that. You would. CNN would be way more okay with long live ISIS than Let's Go Brandon. My guess is that, quote, the plane would be immediately grounded. Two, the pilot would be fired. And three, a statement issued by the airline within a matter of hours. So Southwest Airlines is investigating. Meanwhile, these flight attendants can wear the LGBT pins whenever they want. They can wear the Black Lives Matter pins whenever they want. And yet you can't say, in a joking way, obviously, Let's Go Brandon. Meanwhile, the most graphic type material is shown to your kids in school, and no one can say anything. So let's just be very clear. Let's go, Brandon, everybody. I've been telling you guys about Relief Factor for quite some time. And truth is, I know millions of people are, in fact, 100 million people are in some kind of pain. Look, producer Andrew, he couldn't walk. He was a hobbled individual. He was bedridden in his chair, complaining all the time. And then all of a sudden, we got this call from Relief Factor. They said, hey, we want to partner with your show. We're going to send you some Relief Factor. Producer Andrew got it. He took it, got a little bit better, took some more, got a little bit better. Next thing you know, he's doing the Fallsberry flop like you wouldn't believe. In fact, he might be training for an Ironman. It's pretty incredible. Now, he says it's thanks to Relief Factor. I ask him all the time, Relief Factor? He says relieffactor.com, 100% drug-free supplement. You can get it for less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day. So go to relieffactor.com, and I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start to see if we can get you out of pain. And then after that, it's less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So go to relieffactor.com. That is relieffactor.com. I'm telling you, a lot of people are in pain. It's 100% drug-free. Don't go to opioids. Don't go to these other things. Check it out at relieffactor.com. Very similar to the school board movement, the Let's Go Brandon movement, just kind of came out of nowhere. The leaders don't really know what to expect about that. And it's spreading virally. Joe Biden's numbers are upside down, and it is heavily impacting the now battleground state of Virginia. Tomorrow, voters head to the polls. Well, I think they vote early in Virginia. I don't know how they do it, but I still think they have in-person voting in Virginia more than other states. According to RealClearPolitics.com, Joe Biden's favorable rating is 44, unfavorable rating is 50, 6 points in the deficit, 6 points. 50% of the country has an unfavorable view of Joe Biden. And the latest polls out of Virginia, everybody, which can be a bellwether state in ways that are very significant. Virginia governor, according to the Trafalgar Group, Youngkin up 2 points. Fox 5, DC Insider, which I trust local polls a lot with this, up 2 points. Terry McAuliffe is going on a press campaign. Play cut eight.
They're talking about this critical race theory. And as I said before, and I'll say it again, it's never been taught in Virginia. And I really hate it because it's a racist dog whistle.
Obtained from the Loudoun County School Board an invoice from that firm, The Equity, showing a charge for coaching and meetings focused on CRT. An excerpt of an email from former school superintendent states that while Loudoun County has not officially adopted CRT, some of its teachings align with the CRT ideology. That's pretty straightforward.
Now, the polls are all over the place, so I don't want to say that it's guaranteed that Youngkin is going to win. The recent polls show him up, but there was a poll over the weekend by Roanoke College that had McAuliffe up one. There was another one from Washington Post that had McAuliffe up one. And you better believe that in Fairfax County and in Loudoun County, they are going to pull out every type of shenanigans and tomfoolery and shadiness that they can concoct, everybody. That is a real thing, and they are going to pull it all out. But I just want to make sure that everyone understands the significance of what is happening in Virginia right now, is that you have a candidate that was not polling well. You have a candidate that in the Virginia race was down significantly. If you look to the Real Clear Politics average polls in Virginia, McAuliffe was down in the average. Youngkin was down 6 points. 6 points at the beginning of September. He was down in the average by 6 points. Now the average has him up 2 points. And so you look at the 60-day average. That's about 60 days. On Labor Day, McAuliffe was up comfortably 6 points. In fact, McAuliffe gained in the polls. McAuliffe was up 48 to 42 September 15th, everybody. McAuliffe was up 48-43 on September 30th, everybody. And just the average of polls. McAuliffe was up 48-45 on October 9th. When I visited in October, what was that, like October 18th, right? McAuliffe was up 49-47. But then the Loudoun County rape story hit of how Dr. Ziegler, the head of Loudoun County Schools, who should be in prison for what he did, reassigned the rapist to another school who raped a girl, transgender type issue, and then raped again. And it's because of moms and dads showing up at school board meetings that all of a sudden Virginia, a comfortably blue state, where that when it's just kind of on autopilot, it's a 6-point state. When it's an autopilot, you know, maybe a little bit of a bump, McAuliffe up six. But the entire state of the race in Virginia has gone upside down. But it's not just because of moms and dads in Loudoun County. No, I want to go through the details of how Republicans and hopefully conservatives, not just Republicans, because, you know, we don't want the moderate types, but conservatives can build a coalition that can be a sustainable coalition for governing for the next 20, 30, 40 years. And Virginia can be a blueprint for that. I'm telling you, if Youngkin wins tomorrow, let's just say Youngkin loses by a point. That's still unbelievable. I won't be satisfied with that because I always want to win. And it looks like this is a race he should win. But if Youngkin wins tomorrow, that should be a canary in the coal mine and a shock to the Republican consultant class saying, enough of the moderate Republicanism. You have to run on grassroots issues that matter to real voters, not pander to the media. Because Youngkin in early September was listening to his consultants. He was down 6 points. Youngkin started to listen to his voters. He's up 2. We'll see what happens. McAuliffe, they are going to pull out every trick they can. Ballot harvesting, you name it. We're going to dive deeper into Virginia and also many other news stories that I want to get to today. Internet privacy is extremely important. New news out shows that Google has been colluding with the federal government to hand over your data if you might have searched something wrong into the search bar. So what are you doing to protect your search history? Well, this is why you need ExpressVPN. Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the bathroom and not closing the door. It's in fact even worse than that. It's inviting someone into the bathroom, which is really weird and creepy. Internet service providers know every single website you visit. ISPs can sell this data and information to ad companies and tech giants who then use your data to target you. ExpressVPN creates a secure, encrypted tunnel between your device and the internet, so your online activity cannot be seen by anyone. It's as easy as closing the bathroom door and fire up the app and click one button. I use it on all my devices. Every device, I have those beautiful three letters with a rectangle around it. It's rated number one by CNET and Tech Radar. Here's the cool thing. It works on phones, laptops, and even routers. So everyone who shares your Wi-Fi can be protected. Here's the thing. I have it on my iPhone. I have it on my iPad. I have it on my computer. ExpressVPN for me has been a game changer to be able to know that the tech companies or the government, they have to go through a whole nother barrier to try to spy on us. When we see with the new announcements out of DC, if you've spoke at a school board meeting lately, you better get a VPN. Secure your online activity by visiting expressvpn.com/Charlie today. That's expressvpn.com/Charlie. It's extremely important to anonymize your online activity. expressvpn.com/Charlie. I want to keep talking about the Virginia race, which I think is so important, what's happening there. I think it's going to be a bellwether for the rest of the country. We'll see. There are some polls that are showing McAuliffe still has some life. But boy, is Youngkin, he's really hitting his stride right now. So let's go to this. I think these actually relate together. So I want to go to Cut 20, which is Colin Kaepernick. You might say, how does Colin Kaepernick relate to the Virginia race? Well, the only card that the activist press and the propagandists know how to play is the race card. Juan Williams has come out. He's wrote a new article where he said that, quote, polls show that big money coming from the right has resulted in the parents' rights movement gaining traction among white voters. But this movement is not about parents. It's about exciting the far right base and stirring racial division. Juan Williams writes, if it works, Republicans will have reason to continue down this dark path to winning elections. Honestly, I know Juan, it's so damaging to say stuff like this. It just is. If there's any people who should have say in children's education, it'd be black parents as well. There's nothing white voters care about having parental say in education. It's just so damaging. It's just corrosive to even introduce this. He says, quote, Terry McAuliffe, the Democrat candidate, calls the Republican message on school boards a racist dog whistle. Youngkin's closing message of a book banning and silencing esteemed black authors is a racist dog whistle designed to gin up support from the most extreme elements of his party, mainly his top endorser and surrogate, Donald Trump. He's not a surrogate for Youngkin. He hasn't done an event for him the entire time. The only card they know how to play is the race card. And Colin Kaepernick is one of the founding fathers of the corrosive American left. Colin Kaepernick is right up there with Patrice Cullors and Ibram X. Kendi and Robin DiAngelo and Rachel Dolezal, who is the white woman who thought she was black, who lived in Spokane. Colin Kaepernick has, his legacy will go down as an awful football player, obviously, but also he will go down as one of the most effective racial arsonists in the history of Western society. Everything is about race, despite the fact he was adopted by a white family out of the goodness of their heart. He still has a anti-white agenda and campaign to further this. I don't even know the right term to put it in. Diversity, equity, inclusion, wokeism, racist garbage. And this new one, he has a new Netflix special that tells you everything you need to know about Netflix. Everyone should cancel Netflix as it is. Netflix harbors child predators and pedophiles through that series Cuties, and yet they apologize for having Dave Chappelle's special. That tells you everything you need to know about Netflix. Yet Netflix gave millions of dollars to the failed NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, who then comes out and suggests that the NFL training camp is synonymous with buying slaves. Play cut 20.
What they don't want you to understand is what's being established is a power dynamic. Before they put you on the field, teams poke, prod, and examine you, searching for any defect that might affect your performance. No boundary respected. No dignity left intact.
600. What's stunning is there's going to be people that actually believe this garbage. That going into the NFL combine for a chance to win, not win, but earn millions of dollars a year is the equivalent to chattel slavery. This is now Colin Kaepernick's new thing, saying, hey, it's no different because they inspect your physical capacity and ability. Okay, so you want to tell me that Lamar Jackson is a slave? Lamar Jackson, who either has or is about to sign the largest contract in the history of athletics. It's like $120, $130 million. He's a slave? How about any of the NFL players that you want to pick? And not to mention Colin Kaepernick. There are white players in the NFL too. So you just try to racialize the entire league as being a black league. Now, not everyone can be a propagandist like you, Colin Kaepernick. Not everyone can be a very mediocre quarterback and lose in the Super Bowl to the Ravens and never get your career back and then try to blame it on racism and have an entire lawsuit be filed. Now, we know that the race card is played all the time by the left. We know that. But here's what's new. You might say, Charlie, I get it. Come on. Okay, race card, everything. But here's what's new, is that it's actually not working anymore. And that's new, is that for years, this would stop Republicans from speaking their opinions. For years, this would stop suburban voters in their tracks. They would put up the Black Lives Matter flag on their lawn just to make sure they were not accused of being a racist. But the more that they've played the race card in Virginia, the more the Republican challenger has succeeded. Let's play cut 24. Kamala Harris in a very strange clip in Virginia saying, what are you doing tomorrow? Kind of like this fake accent. Do you notice this fake accent that they start to employ whenever they go to the black community? It's insulting. Play cut 23.
Tell everybody you know to vote tomorrow. Nothing like saying, you want to meet me tomorrow? What you doing tomorrow? You got any plans tomorrow? Tomorrow's a good day. It's going to be a good day. But the point is,
no one claps whatsoever. But here's what's new, and this is what's exciting, is that the false and the baseless accusations of everything being racist, it's now falling on deaf ears. Now, this also comes at a cost, though, is that real racists are then going to be able to be blended into everything always being called a racist. Like Ibram X. Kendi, who says if you dare accuse or if you dare even ask a question out of a black commentator on the left, he says this is a power dynamic of the whites controlling the blacks. But look at cut 17. Bill Maher is now coming out against critical race theory and is seeing that CRT, diversity, equity, inclusion, wokeism, all of it together is racist and must be removed from American society. People like Bill Maher, who's an atheist, godless, liberal, kind of smug, arrogant, anti-conservative, he is actually now blazing the way forward for someone that might hold their nose and vote for Youngkin because they realize the trash and the venom and the corrosive nature that is CRT in American society. Play cut 17.
That's what critical race theory means. If it means separating five-year-olds by race and telling some you're oppressors and the others you're the oppressed and giving up on a colorblind society and resegregation and racism is the essence of America, then I'm out.
Right.
And Bill Maher says, then I'm out. And Bill Maher still has a functioning brain and recognizes that this is a complete devolution from the country that we were once promised and that we grew up in. A mom came out in Fox News, came out to Fox News in Virginia, and she said, you want to know why I'm speaking out? You want to know why all of a sudden I'm organizing and I'm getting involved in local politics? You want to know why I'm taking this seriously? And she came out and she told a story. And the story that she told was remarkable. The story that she came out and told was that her daughter came home and asked her, six-year-old daughter, am I a racist? Am I a bad person just because of my skin color? Loudoun County mom says six-year-old asked her mom if she was born evil because she was white. A Loudoun County, Virginia mom said at a school board meeting this month that she pulled her child from the public school system after her six-year-old asked her if she was born evil because she was white. Now, just so everyone's clear, if you are a grandparent or parent, listen to this, and you have children in the public school system, they are learning this and they'll start believing it. And this will have damaging impacts for them for the rest of their life. Quote, we had specifically moved them out of Loudoun County public schools due to the swift and uncompromising political agenda of Superintendents Williams, Ziegler, and the school board had forced upon us. First, it was in the early spring of 2020 when my six-year-old somberly came home to ask me if she was born evil because she was a white person, something she learned in history lesson at school. Then you kept the kids' schools closed for a year and a half, and despite the science indicating it was safe for kids to return, now you've covered up a rape and arrest and humiliated and falsely accused parents of being domestic terrorists. Tomorrow is the culmination, everybody, of a 10-month experiment. Can we ignore the Republican consultants, the mainstream media, the establishment GOP, have a bottom-up parent-led movement that can take back a Democrat state that was a 10-plus point Democrat state near the Kingdom of Washington, D.C., in the richest counties in America, by the way. Upper middle class, can't stand Donald Trump. They drive their Teslas to the Dolce & Gabbana store, whatever. Like, these are the type of people that if Donald Trump sends one tweet, they won't even look at him. They'll have the Black Lives Matter, LGBT, tolerance at all costs. You know, we need to have an ecologically safe agenda. All of a sudden, they're the ones that say, wait a second. You're telling my six-year-old that she's a racist and evil because of the color of my skin? That's a bridge too far. And yet, what we have in addition to that is commentators that are saying that if you dare question this, you're David Duke. Juan Williams and others coming out and saying that if you dare show up at a school board meeting, you're just participating in white supremacy. And what's so interesting is that suburban voters took this when it came to policing, when it came to safe racial conversations, but the Democrats underestimated something that is kind of meshed into the soul of a human being. A parent's love for a child. Yeah, it's one thing to like put a bumper sticker and a flag and kind of go march in a parade. But then all of a sudden your kid has to be home and be bullied by the very establishment of the bumper sticker type coalition that you were supporting. Moms and dads, regardless of their political affiliation, said, I'm not going to put up with this. And Democrats, as they traditionally do, underestimated the behemoth of the political counter movement that has not just started in Virginia, by the way. I was just in Colorado. We had 3,000 people on a Friday night in a church. And we had thousands of people that wanted to get in and we couldn't find a space big enough all around schools, education, vaccine mandates. There's something profound happening in right now. And if you're in Virginia, obviously go vote, get your friends to vote. But I'm talking to a national audience right now that we are seeing right now the reshuffling, the remaking of an American political dynamic, the most significant I've seen in my 10 years of doing this. Hey, everybody. Legacy Box is a simple way to preserve the past. We love the past at the Charlie Kirk Show. We think the past is beautiful and worth preserving. Well, Legacy Box will allow you to preserve old home movies and pictures, and they'll do the rest, digitizing your moments onto a thumb drive, the cloud, or DVD. Poof, like it's magic. If you're like most, there's one box that you'd run back into your burning house to grab. It's the box filled with videotapes, film reels, and photos. Think about that. If your house is on fire, if BLM Incorporated came to your house and started throwing Molotov cocktails into your living room, What would you save? It's an interesting question, isn't it? Well, why even go through that thought exercise? Because Legacy Box digitizes them, so when BLM shows up to your home, it's all saved. It's professionally digitized. Each item is hand-digitized by a team of over 200 trained technicians right here in the United States. Trusted by 1 million people, Legacy Box has become the industry leader in professionally digitizing family memories for over a decade, and they keep you informed. Their exclusive barcoded online tracking system provides up to 12 email updates along the way. I use Legacy Box. It's amazing, and I never have to worry about arsonists burning down my home, burning down my stuff, because I got it all digitized. Haha, joke's on you, okay? It's easy and safe. Easy Kit includes everything you need to safely pack and send your recorded moments. So here's the call to action, everybody. Visit LegacyBox.com/Charlie to unlock exclusive discount for our Black Friday sale. That's LegacyBox.com/Charlie. LegacyBox.com/Charlie. Check it out right now. LegacyBox.com/Charlie. All right, we got this email right here. This is what happens when you send your child to college. Maybe you are a hardworking middle-class family and you say, one day I want my child to go to Cornell University. Is Cornell in Ithaca or is it Cornell in Iowa? Ithaca. There's two Cornells in the country. People don't know that. And you say, one day I want my child to become a oceanographer. Well, Bruce C. Monger, who's a professor at Cornell University, who teaches introductory oceanography, Lection Fall 201, said the following note. Hi, all. I just want to remind you that you'll need your student ID number for tomorrow's oceans prelim. Separately, I wanted to ask for your help in identifying two ocean students who were photographed with their masks off during the ocean class last Friday. They were sitting next to each other in the balcony front row seating. One student is a male with red hair and a fairly prominent hooked nose. His hair was pretty long, just below the bottom of his ears, and pretty thick and wavy. He was wearing a blue sweatshirt and was eating something at the time. The other student is a male who is sitting to the left of the redhead. He has short brown hair, maybe 1.5 to 2 inches in length, and small in nose. First of all, this guy missed his calling being like a police investigator, okay? This is weird, it's creepy, it's Orwellian. He wore a gray hoodie sweatshirt. He spent the whole lecture with his mask down around his chin. If and when I find the identity of these two students, I'll be failing them both for the semester as I promised I would in the class last Wednesday. Sincerely, Bruce. Now, the fact that the professor doesn't know the name of all his students shows exactly what's wrong with college, is that it's just this mass industrial scam where you walk in. You might as well just take a Zoom class. I don't even know who my own students are. Secondly, and most importantly, at Cornell University, they are asking for the identity of students that don't wear their masks right, despite mask vaccination campaigns at Cornell University. For what reason, you might ask? Oh, so that they can fail them. You send your child to college, they have to be subjected to all of this. Cut 25, this oceanography professor says, what's his name? His name's Bruce. We like making these people famous, by the way. Bruce C. Monger. How are you going to feel, Bruce C. Monger, now that you're famous? You're going to be on our professor watch list soon. If you can dish it out and you can go fail students because they don't wear the mask, well, now you're going to have to be very famous. I hope you enjoy it. Bruce C. Monger, the director of undergraduate studies for Earth and Atmospheric Sciences, will be prominently displayed at professorwatchlist.org. Play cut 25 of Bruce C. Monger saying, I tell my students to start a class. The whole purpose of this is not a wave, is a tide. I want to create a revolution. Can you believe students are going into debt for this garbage? Play cut 25.
At the right time and the right place.
Of course.
Can create a revolution,
yeah,
you know.
And absolutely. That's,
you know, tell the students at the start of my class, the whole purpose of this class is not,
yeah,
this is
powerful.
A way, this is a tide. Its purpose is, I want to create a revolution.
Uh-huh.
And one of these students out of all those 950, I'm hoping, will be the spark.
Start a revolution. Start a spark to try to take back the country. Cornell oceanography professor asks for students to snitch on their fellow students because they're not properly wearing their masks. Inside every liberal and the free peace liberals, the pot smoking people that are always like, live and let live, that was all a bunch of garbage. It's a massive revenge campaign to use authoritarian power against you. It was never about this false libertarian idea of letting people do whatever they want to do whenever they want to do it. No. It's instead, I'm going to crush you with the power that we are going to get to control society. I want to close with this one story. I hope none of you are flying American Airlines anytime soon. American Airlines is experiencing the freedom flu, everybody. The same freedom flu that Southwest Airlines was experiencing. They had 30% of flights canceled yesterday, 28% of flights canceled. Hey, American Airlines, you want your airline back? Stop mandating vaccines. Do what Southwest did and back off. Until then, anyone that flies American Airlines will be subjected to cancellations, delays, sudden changes in travel. I never thought I'd say this, but it's time for the American airline workers of the world to unite. It's funny how that works. Isn't it interesting how the people who are always for the workers' rights actually aren't when it actually matters? All the Bernie Sanders folks, take the vaccine or else. I thought you guys were all for organized labor, for striking and for picketing. No, that's all a bunch of fraudulent nonsense. They're for control. And we're the ones that are for liberty, the pursuit of virtue, and giving people a voice where it matters most. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email us your thoughts, freedom@charliekirk.com. And if you want to support our program, you could do so at charliekirk.com/support. Email me directly. I love hearing from you. freedom@charliekirk.com. God bless you guys. Speak to you soon.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.